Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right.
Love is blind.
Vi är tillbaka.
Let me take over your mind.
Länge sedan vi hade den.
I feel like I'm letting the people down.
Vi köttar oss igenom avsnitt nummer...
7 now. This is 8 now.
8, yeah. Precis. I got confused there for a second.
Yeah, man.
Och nu är de ju i... Ja, deep i Charlotte, North Carolina.
They in it. They living together.
De kommer hem. De bor i sin liksom...
Off their boring boat rides.
Ja. Och de bor i sin tråkiga suburb. with no culture.
Yeah.
Och, men det är där de ska forma sitt liv. De ska också få åka hem och träffa varandras, eller se varandras lägenheter. Hur de bor.
Yeah.
Och det börjar ju med att... heter han Jimmy, va?
Jimmy och Johnny.
Oh, nej, Jimmy åker hem till Chelsea, träffar hennes roommate och han är immediately out på the roommate. Han bara, uff, nej, hon är kind of intense. I couldn't live there. Och jag märkte inte ens vad det var som var så that intense about her. Men han verkade tycka det. Sen är det AD som åker hem till Clay och får se han bor i ett stort jävla hus. Och...
That was an apartment, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Och här kommer vi igen till det här med att ingen har liksom... Det är så vitt överallt.
Nothing on the walls. That
bara
was
stora,
the trip,
stora vita väggar. Yeah, och det är kul, hans kudden som han hade där. Kommer du ihåg den?
One was silk.
Ja, men alltså det var ju också, det var ju en bild på några på kudden.
Okej. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, it was like his family pillow or some shit. Yeah.
Min fru bara, det är Destiny's Child. Jag bara, hon kollade.
That's racist.
Jag vet, men hon hade inte... Jag bara, du har inte dina glasögon på, eller? Alltså, you really need them. För att jag bara, det är också så att två av det är liksom two dudes TV, on there. It's not Destiny's Child. Men, men hon verkade impressed. Hon tyckte att liksom, här kan vi raise a family.
We've talked about the low bar. Mm. In general. Mm. Even at their homes. It's like, oh yeah, you don't shit on the floor. Wow.
You don't shit on the floor. Och det gjorde han inte, utan han har ett stort hus och här tänker de att här kan vi settle down. Sen så kommer vi till, vad heter hon, Laura, som jag bara, uff, hon är nog min näst least
Chelsea
favorite.
Then Laura.
Chelsea är fortfarande nummer ett på min least favorite.
All the way around from Sylvander.
På andra plats är det Laura. Och vi har bara, jag vet inte, vi kan spela här, vi får se om det här är rätt klipp. Men liksom, hennes sätt att hela tiden negga eller hela tiden småkritisera eller så här, det är bara så, den är så tråkig att be around.
Yeah.
Och den tycker jag också är så tråkig för den faller in i någon så här jättekonstig sitcom-stereotyp där... Mm. Kvinnan ska vara så här den sura och naggy och som ska poängtera fel hela tiden och snubben ska vara lite clueless och så. Det är bara så, vem vill ha en sån relation?
Not in this age.
Grew up on Married with Children.
All right, moment of truth. So you can judge me on my living situation.
Of course, you have a whole ass.
I mean, why not? This is the whole reason.
What's wrong with a gym?
And is out here
every day,
every single day,
literally every day.
What do you do in the winter?
Still out here.
Oh, body
doesn't say that.
Cute.
So I don't know. In the pods, we had talked about like I didn't go to college. I kind of just went the business route.
Sad.
Instead, so.
Back yo, home, pause it real quick, man. I know I said sad, but I'm about to shit on him a little bit. I get slightly annoyed,
okay,
with these people that say stuff like, I didn't go to college, I went straight into the business world. You worked for your family's fucking
firm.
Like, stop it, man. My $1 million loan, small loan.
A small loan of $1 million.
This, it reminds me of that Trump shit, man. Mm. It's like, just say, like, I didn't go to college. I had the luxury of not needing to because my pops had it all set up for me, and I'm good. Just going to the family business is easier for me.
Yeah,
that's not no shame in that.
Nah.
But don't act like you just pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. The fuck out of here.
Worked hard. He worked hard. Okay,
he might have worked hard.
Yeah, yeah. I know what
he might have worked hard.
Too. I know what you mean.
I'm not even taking away from him, but I'm just like, I get annoyed by that shit, and I did when he was.
Jag hörde också en kommentar om att du inte riktigt trodde på att han var in the gym every day.
He don't look like he's been in the gym.
Han kanske är såhär surprisingly strong eller någonting. För bilderna han hade, då var det såhär weightlifting och sånt där.
Oh yeah, he might have been a wrestler or something.
Men, men hon var, hon tyckte det var lite weird med att ha ett whole ass gym. Men jag menar, såhär, jag kan säga såhär. Hade jag bott i ett stort hus, som han verkar göra, by myself.
Got a gym.
Goddamn right jag skulle ha ett gym.
I don't have kids.
Jag menar det, vad ska jag fylla rummen med?
Yeah.
Och så här, saves med the gym room card.
Yeah.
Du håller dig i form eller du liksom hälsosam.
What's especially, there to yeah, dislike? Especially get the stress out from the hard day at your dad's company.
Talked about my dad. I didn't realize that was going to be like the last picture we took.
Man.
Oh, I told you, Jesus, I used to have really long hair.
Yeah.
It's like down to my shoulders. Shoot.
It is really long.
It comes in there.
You want me to grow it back out?
I mean... I'm gonna hold back my comments.
I can
delusional. Oh my, we've been there.
Such a good roaster.
Yeah, I think that's cute. Can I open the door?
Open the door.
So
we know this man dealing with
ingenting på väggen.
I'm not kidding. How like OCD I am about things.
Is this from your mom?
It is.
Wait, why is she so cute? I am so happy for you both.
Why does she annoy me so much?
Not the though. Heart for an O.
What is it about her?
Jag vet inte. Hon rubs me the wrong way.
It rubs me the wrong way too. I don't know what it is.
Men det som jag gillar med henne är att hon har en humor.
Mm-hmm.
Den gillar jag. Men det är som att hon använder humor för...
For evil.
For evil.
Using her power with great power.
For negativity. Humor för negativity hela tiden. Och det blir bara lite ensidigt to be around. Jag skulle tycka det var trist att vara runt... Alltså, jag tror att i många relationer så har man så här... Man kan reta varandra lite grann. Man kan liksom... Mm. Clowna, for lack of a better word, varandra
lite. Be
men det kan inte vara det enda, det kan inte vara liksom your quote-unquote love language.
Yeah. My love language is roasting.
Ja, nej.
It's like, with great humor comes great positivity.
It's not for me. Men hon kollar, liksom, de går igenom hans lägenhet. Han har sin sleep apnea, heter det så?
Yeah, I guess he did have sleep apnea. Normally that's for fat people.
Min fru sa att det skulle vara en deal breaker.
That he had wore it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a superficial woman. What can I say? Sorry to break it to you.
Hon flikade in att om jag skulle få en sån här nu, då hade det varit en annan sak.
Then you're just an asshole.
Exactly. Men om jag hade en sån så här, first night när, när vi...
Hold on a second.
Så hon hade tydligen varit out.
But he said it doesn't make noise. But the way he had to sleep, no, player.
Men det är bara, I guess, osexigt.
To put the... And he called it an elephant trap. Stop, bro.
Men ja, sen kommer vi hem till Kenneth. Vad tycker du om Kenneths...
The home of a homosexual male? No, I'm just playing.
Vad tycker du om hans... vi kollar på hans hem helt enkelt. Uh-huh. Och hans outfit.
Refrigerator.
His hair out.
Mm. Oh my god!
What is he wearing, man? Is it his
pajamas? Det jag menar, han ska vara glad att den här kvinnan ens consider att vilja bli touched av honom. The way he looks?
Yes.
So he's not looking good.
No, he's looking like, man, he looks mess. Sloppy.
Och du är bara 25 år and looking like this. Tänk när du är 35, 45. It's gonna be bad, man.
He gotta get it together.
Oh.
Get him together.
Remember that shit? Look for you.
And you see, like,
he's wearing a onesie. Does that shirt snap at the crotch?
Never used it before.
Is there any?
Det är som en sån workout-tröja, fast bara mjukisar till.
Man.
Och sen så ingenting i kylen.
He dresses like he gave up. He lives like he gave up.
Ja.
Like he just like, you know, he has a it is what it is lifestyle.
It is what it is. You know, the way my school is set up. Jag kan inte ha mat i kylen för att,
you know, why would I need something in my freezer besides an ice tray?
Mm.
Like, why would I need that?
När jag var 25 och bodde själv så hade jag absolut nights where it could look. Det såg inte alltid ut så här. Men ibland så, you catch me on the wrong day, så hade min kyl kunnat se ut så där också.
Yeah, I never had that issue.
Nej.
But in my single days, I was in the military.
Oh, so it doesn't count. And
Uncle Sam provided. I'll make sure I went. And I went to the commissary, which is the grocery store on base, and made sure my refrigerator always. Plus, I like to cook, so I was made sure I had my fridge. You know, so I could cook for these ladies.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God, you're such a dude.
But hold on,
baby. Although, yes, we had such
yogurt, no, cups.
Vi kollar vad han hade där. Det är, jag ser att det i alla fall är maple syrup.
It's not maple syrup. Fucking Miss Butterworth. Not even maple syrup.
Wait, Mrs. Butterworth?
It's like fucking high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
Maple syrup has the taste of the maple tree. This is not for, there's probably no tree involved in the making of the syrup. Ritz crackers.
The Ritz crackers.
So you probably just sit there just eating crackers.
They spoons. Vad är det för någonting? Är det liksom, inte plastic spoons. Vad är det gula?
Probably foil or something.
Foil? Yeah, baby. What is that? The apple cider vinegar. Why did that in mitten? I thought first it was Twinkies.
That's like it's made by this Hostess. They make Twinkies, so it's some type of snacks that I never seen before. So he got the new ones. He got the 2024 snacks.
The high fructose syrup.
It's the high fructose cabinet. I'm sure that's probably high fructose syrup and Ritz crackers.
Det enda här som är, och det är något som är bröd där till vänster som säkert är någon sån här white ass.
Yeah, definitely Wonder Bread. White bleached Wonder Bread. Yeah.
Och, så det enda här som är inte terrible for you är äpple cider vinäger.
I wonder what he use it for too, man.
Han tänker, det är säkert en droppe i vattnet så bara, to be healthy. After a full day of Mrs. Butterworth.
I'm gonna get my syrup crackers. Anybody want some syrup crackers?
Ja. Nej, men alltså såhär, jag vill inte, det här kan, nu skämtar vi, it can approach fat shaming. Men det är inte fat shaming.
No, man. Utan it's just like,
det är unhealthy living shaming kind of.
Like your bachelor pad gotta be right, man.
För mig hade det varit lite så oroväckande med en sån här kyl. För att såhär, man måste,
solo
det
cups?
Handlar inte om att du ska vara i värsta in shape eller någonting sånt. Men man vill att någon ska vara, man vill inte att jag skulle inte vilja att den jag var med var så här, levde fett unhealthy.
Right. Exactly. Och det känns som especially att, at 25 years old.
Precis, och det känns som att det är det han gör. Och jag hade blivit concerned av det. Att, du lever, vi måste liksom styra upp ditt.
And think about it, she gave him less shit than Laura gave the other guy for having a gym.
Exactly.
The complete opposite. This is like,
although yes, we
solo cup,
such
the red cup,
yeah, the solo cup
within the pods. Like, I could not see his body language. Granted, I have only been with Kim in person.
These
for
shorts.
A
what
few
is this nigga
now
wearing?
Oh, this is my spice cabinet.
This is insane. And you black?
And you black?
You black with a white woman, and you over here with two
no black
spices?
Det är inte ens någon Old Bay eller någonting.
Ain't
det är
no bara, ain't no Lowry's. You ain't got no Lowry's, bro.
Det är bara liksom Italian.
Two forms of Italian seasoning. Ja. Right?
Oregano och sen Italian seasoning.
He is tripping. This seems like somebody gave him that as a housewarming present.
And he hasn't opened it. Well, they just
one, it's just like, they just ready. He don't cook. Talking about he gonna cook for her. This cat, he's a fraud. We were realizing this dude's a fraud. It's being exposed.
He has introverted.
It's like
moment.
The worst form of fuckboy.
Oh, so big.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I could be reading into it too much. You know, we did talk about like
that's
how I have a tendency of overanalyzing, and that is something that I have noticed. And I think over time, like, I'll better understand that, like, when he is taking his moment, like, maybe he just needs that time, but like, he's not upset. Like, everything's okay.
So. You've seen everything.
I like it. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I'm impressed. No, you're not.
You can't be impressed.
You can't be impressed. Telephone the EPM.
How you feeling? Because, you know, I'm ecstatic.
This is check-in.
How are you?
I'm ecstatic.
Alltså han tar
no
inte
eye contact.
Han tar inte blicken från telefonen, så han kan inte ens se här att hon, hur hon reagerar, att hon inte är all too pleased liksom. Mm. För han tar inte ens blicken från. Och igen, jag påminner, vi borde ha sagt det i början, men hör, hörni, vill ni se det här som vi ser när vi pratar, gå till patreon.com/svh, signa upp, kolla vilka tiers och vad, vilka bonusar man får. Det är reklamfria avsnitt, bonusavsnitt, avsnitt videos tidigare än alla andra, men också videos så ni kan se. Men ja, det här är, jag har kallat Chelsea för outhärdlig, men det här är också outhärdligt för mig att kolla på att så här, jag fattar inte att hon snart inte snap, att bara så här, alltså lägg ner fucking telefonen.
I do that sometimes.
Disrespectful.
That's the most snappy I can get at Sandra. Sometimes she gets into that phone thing. And I'm just like, put your phone, I'm trying to talk to you, or we're watching TV. And she's just like, this is how I watch.
This is how I watch. No, absolutely
she says
not.
That sometimes.
Absolutely
I'm
not.
Watching. No, you're literally not. Mm. Literally, I'm overbearing with my emotions. I'm literally affectionate.
Mm. The watching thing, they can be an annoyance.
It's annoying because we're trying to watch together. And then you're going to be asking me questions?
That's the thing.
You sound like you can relate.
Especially
when I'm looking over, it's nothing productive. You're scrolling.
Yeah.
You're not appressible. Okay, are you appressable?
But watch the phone, man. Don't fråga inte mig frågor.
Yes,
I'm not gonna
you can't do both.
Nothing.
You can't do both, man. What did he say? None of your goddamn business.
Too late.
Who's that? You should have been watching.
For the real world. I believe that there always this in life nigga. Has to be a balance. When we were in the Dominican Republic, like...
He's like, what'd you say?
Still have yep, a he don't sense say it though. Of like mm-hmm. peace and happiness overlaying you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas truthfully here, it seems like a distance, mm-hmm. which is fine. However, it does not,
damn,
you do not have that
so
sense
sweet.
Of mm-hmm. like peace and like just relaxation over you. Mm-hmm. Like this morning when we woke up mm-hmm. and I'm like super excited and I like smile at you and I'm like, good morning, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you rolled over and you're like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
but see, here's the thing. That's why
he's
like,
still
very,
a woman.
It's very overly analyzed because every night that we spend together,
mm-hmm.
I haven't been that way. When I have these moments that are not like the big personality or just like the really just overly like, mm-hmm. what is
slow?
Be the
this is what I call
because you're not gonna always show up when how
slow
like,
burn gaslight
speeches and good morning like that's not always going.
Yeah, break it down.
Slow burn gaslight, man. This is the nicest form of a gaslight ever where he not really, he doesn't flip it on her in like a loud way or a accusatory way, but he's just slightly altering her reality in this way. And it turns out to be a feature of his where it's just like, it's so subtle that we don't even realize that this dude is gaslighting this woman. Or am I wrong?
Nej, för han försöker mena att han kallar det först att det är very overanalyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Som att det är inget, och med det menar han ju då att det är inget fel. Det här som du reagerar på, det är ingenting fel.
No,
jag kan
you
bara
do,
inte alla dagar vakna upp och vara på ett sprudlande humör liksom.
Mm-hmm.
Så det är du som reagerar för starkt på när jag inte är fett glad när jag vaknar.
But he said it's so calm and so quiet. And like as if he cares about how she's, you know, just slightly correcting your thing. Fucking gaslight, man. And then starting to dislike this guy.
Do I get a chance? Am I supposed to just be like?
Right.
Oh, for real?
That's how you
go. You know what I'm saying? That's how you gonna be?
That's how you
on
feel?
One day?
Asking all the questions.
You know? that's kind of where I am with it. Like, I want there to be a level of like,
grace.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do grace. When I'm like, when I have moments where it is completely just not who I normally am on a day-to-day basis? Like,
what
is it going to be?
What are you
going
to do
like,
when I want you to put your phone down?
With me?
Yeah.
Do you still want me? Do you want to be here? I'm ready to be normal.
You take no accountability.
Go to work.
Nej, för det är ju,
it's disgusting, bro.
Jag kan, believe it or not, relatera till att in case you haven't noticed, I'm not the most expressive guy.
Yeah.
Så att jag kan relatera till att...
Relax, man.
Jag kan relatera till att inte vara på så här, åh, jag vaknade upp och jag känner mig, åh, sprudlar och I'm so happy about, liksom, ta mig an dagen. I get that. Men jag tänker också att det är en sån, det är bara så jag råkar vara built liksom. Och då får man ju, igen är det ju kommunikationen som är den viktiga, att, så här, att man måste understryka och få ens partner då att fatta att så här jag bara, I'm sorry, jag kan inte göra så mycket åt det här. Det här är så som jag är. Men det betyder inte det här eller det här. Det betyder, jag är kanske gladare än vad jag ser ut. Eller, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Men det han gör är ju bara som att så här, han beskriver det som att han har då moments när han blir så. Så han är inte right. så hela tiden, utan han har moments. Och då säger han, what are you gonna do about that?
Mm.
Men so han har ju en roll att spela här också såklart, exactly. genom att förklara för henne att just nu, du vet, one of these moments när jag for whatever reason blir mera introvert eller någonting, I'm having one of those moments.
Mm.
Det kanske beror på det här. Jag kanske, jag kan själv bli så. Det, om, låt säga, du vet att jag kan vara social, men jag behöver också mina alone
recharge.
Time.
Yeah, har, jag haft, your recharge time.
Har jag haft mina, har jag haft, nu bara slänga ut en siffra. Har jag haft 3 dagar i rad där jag har gjort någonting social, då kan det lätt bli så att på 4:e dagen så är jag inte särskilt social av mig. Det enda jag vill är att vara sort of
a weirdo.
A weirdo. Och att vara sort
recluse,
of av stängd liksom. Mm. Men om man inte säger det eller förklarar det, så blir det ju väldigt svårt för en annan att fatta what's
which
going
you've
on.
Actually done. You, and we're not even together anymore.
Nej.
But you, no, but you told me before, like, hey man, I'm this type of person and I need my days to reach, and it reminded me of a friend I had in the past who told me that. So it's good when you're a communicative introvert.
Men det är bara, men det att göra som han, då skulle jag bara ha varit som att säga, so what are you gonna do, John?
What you gonna do, man? Sometimes
I'm having one of these moments. What are you doing?
No, he doesn't even go that far. They didn't even say I'm having one of these moments. So what are you gonna do when I have it? Unannounced.
Hon, alltså jag fail for her. Jag tycker lite synd om henne, för att hon,
she's been so patient, and then for him, she said grace, but he, you know, co-signed it, and she's given a lot of grace.
Verkligen.
When he's been the most polite fuckboy that you can be. Not fuckboy. I guess I'm overusing that term.
I understand completely. I don't have questions if you are feeling me.
That's good to hear.
What? Why is she lying?
We have exactly what it takes. Maybe we miss it. We are two very strong-willed individuals cameras. That will do kind of like whatever it takes.
For sure.
Strong-willed. He can't even put the phone down. He can't even go to the grocery store.
Just turn my head.
But it's just also some
you saw that pat? That pat on her leg was the fucking least romantic
han
thing.
Han missar också alla tillfällen att vara lite reassuring i form av att så här, om du nu så fan, han kanske, det kanske är relativt omedvetet att så här, när han har one of these moments. Och sen så blir han essentially called out, eller hon berättar om sin oro, för jag blir orolig över hur du är nu mot mig. Det är ju ett tecken på att då måste han ju... Även om han inte kan... Jag säger inte att han ska fejka, obviously.
But let her
men
know.
Att bara förklara och vara lite mera... Kanske inte fortsätta svara på med bara ett ord. Kanske svara med en full mening. Alltså, det krävs inte så mycket mer för att hon ska... Men han bara så... it's fine. Och en tap på knät. Typ. Och att han pratar om att han är så himla affectionate.
It's bullshit. Yeah, det, it's looking like a bullshitter.
Something ain't adding up.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up. Vi får se Chelsea och hennes frumpy crew.
She's the starlight of the crew. She's the Megan Fox of this crew, man.
Oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Charlotte's finest. So it makes sense varför hon har fått...
Charlotte, no, it's not Charlotte.
No.
She's not Charlotte's finest. I don't know what part of North Carolina she live in, but I guarantee you Charlotte's too big of a city for her to be the finest anything.
Nej, men det makes sense med det Megan Fox thing nu. Och,
was she the baddest of the crew?
Ja.
And they're just like, whew.
Och min fru sa också det, så här, men hon i alla fall maxar sitt, whatever hon har så maxar hon det.
Yeah.
I form av att hon är så bra på att sminka sig. Hon är liksom, och man jämför med hennes kompis, så ja. Det.
She probably wore those friends down. To fit into that, like to just cater to, because she's such an overbearing and like wet towel, you know what I mean? Wet blanket, I'm sorry, that she probably, the people she keeps around there probably have to buy into that, to that shit.
Sen så, ja men hon pratar med sina vänner, sen så ska hon introducera dem för, vad heter han?
Jimmy. But she does say to them, you're not gonna play that part, but she says that he didn't kiss her today. That turned to be a recurring thing. She said that to
What's
them.
What's up? friends.
This is Jenna.
Hi, nice to meet
Jimmy,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Jenna, this I'll is Morgan.
Jimmy.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
Jimmy.
Big nice Dick Jimmy.
My boss told me that I was irreplaceable today.
Magnum.
And I was like,
that's nice,
I was like, yeah, that was the first time I thought of her. Good met at work.
Babe. They loved it.
They love it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. It's good.
You did a good job.
Aww.
What was like the what
did she say? Oh, she bothers me.
Fall in love with Chelsea.
I mean, I got a bunch.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You were popular for what I hear.
Here.
Was it that popular? I guess.
Yeah, I had two. Pretty deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really tough decision to make.
She's called her stunning too, Jessica.
Not to talk about another person, but she...
Babe, you can say whatever.
You can say whatever.
No, you can't.
She was the only person I was really, really considering, and I had strong feelings about her. And it ended poorly, and I went in there with her, and she could tell by my tone of voice I was sad from how the last day ended, and she just picked me up. And, like...
She does that.
Every...
I thought he was going to dump me.
Wait, did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course she did. She's the most negative person in the world.
Basically, it was like, damn it, I love you.
I don't know, also. Y'all didn't...
Loved
this origin story.
I know, right?
Jag var the friend här.
Sounds great.
Så vad du berättade är att du var kär i också en annan tjej. Och deep feelings och så vidare. Och
det
slutade dåligt. Och vår vän kom and picked you up. Och sen sa du att du älskar henne.
It's not the prettiest story.
Really? Is that?
It's not the one you tell later.
Nej.
To the kids. How I Met Your Mother. The season doesn't even get to season two.
I was just shocked. You just sounded so sure.
I was, and she didn't believe me.
No. So did you say I love you back?
She didn't believe me.
I did.
So many
like,
signs
is
getting.
That like is like something you've always thought about.
And I'm very much a relationship person.
Right. So if you both say yes and get married, what are like the next steps afterwards?
Yeah, we're moving into my apartment. It's so small, but...
So you would move into his place.
He has a studio, but his studio is so nice. Or if he is working from home and has a ton of meetings, I can go
it's
down
all
to
on
a coffee
brand
shop.
For him.
And you like doing that. Yeah.
And the spot he lives in?
Girl.
You don't have to
so
do this.
So do you want kids?
I want a big family. I want a bunch
How
of
many kids?
I can negotiate, but at least three.
He's so chill, man.
At least three.
Like, 3 to 5.
I like them a lot, man. I like him a lot.
It changes when your lady is 30 years old.
Also, it changes. Det är svårt, för i jämförelse med henne, of course I like him. Men jag skulle också bli lite så här, han känns ju lite delusional i... Do you really love her? Alltså, tycker du att det här går jättebra? Jag vet inte, det verkar bara så här...
He seems aloof.
Ja.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it feels like he's a really loyal dude and he's committed and he wants to make it work, and then he's trying to do it by any means necessary, and she's out of her goddamn mind, but she's not all the way out of her mind yet.
He's on that Malcolm X tip. By any means.
It seems like I saw the clip of him looking out the window. Holding him,
said he wanted 3 kids and he had 1 kid and was like, I'm not having any more kids. And so,
you're flexible. Yeah. Do you believe in going to bed angry?
Beast like that sometimes.
Damn.
Sometimes not.
This go to bed angry thing.
So, what happened?
I've only had. they want the tea.
We want the tea.
Can y'all leave our words alone?
We have one argument. One.
One.
And it went well because she understood where I was at. And I said sorry.
Happy wife, happy life.
And I said sorry.
I will say sorry 100% of the time. If you can understand where I'm at.
Well, det är mycket ljud här från dig. Suckar och...
Their relationship really... It's hard for me to watch, man. You probably noticed the last episode, too. It's just like... I can't... I want to run away from her.
Hon har ju en tendens att lyfta upp, och det ser vi i senare avsnitt också, så här, vilja prata om vad som har typ gått dåligt framför in front of the friends.
Yes.
Like, well, we gotta talk
She's
about
a
this now.
Negative Nancy, man. That's her thing. I'm the opposite. That's probably why it bothers me so much. I'm the opposite.
So stinking well. So
like our relationship started with hours of talking and hours of getting to know each other, and I really didn't care what she looked like.
Well, it's easy to say because she's gorgeous.
Yeah, true.
It is easy to say because she's gorgeous.
You're
How much different up? Am I than Chelsea's typical type?
A little bit.
You look nothing like what a typical dad.
I was trying to be nice, but...
She described what she... Okay, I gotta tell them this.
Oh. They know, they know.
She described her what type. She looked like.
Oh. Who do I always see on the plane?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
And...
Carrie Underwood, I
Megan
can see.
Fox? Megan Fox.
Yes! Yeah.
Two really pretty ladies.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
Underwood.
Country singer. She was on American Idol.
Oh, and big boobs.
Yeah, she won American Idol.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about her.
She does not look like Carrie Underwood.
I was waiting on you to look it up.
I won't say anything to Carrie Underwood.
She don't look like Carrie Underwood. Oh, she picked two people that are considered very good looking.
They some. Don't comment on pick it up. She did not look like that lady.
She don't look like Carrie Underwood.
Come out the whole celebrity lookalikes, so mean they're mad pretty.
Well, top, yeah. Not Chelsea. She can't do that.
I came out to Bahasa and defensive plenty of celebrities.
Yeah, you'd be like, look like fucking Forrest Whitaker. You know what I'm saying? Why can't Forrest Whitaker?
I always thought that, John.
He's a little standard dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't people say that shit, man? Mm. Why they gotta go straight to Idris? Straight to, you know, all of the other top guys. Ryan Gosling and shit.
Men, de har sin... Det verkade gå bra. Han verkade... pretty charming med dem. De verkar gilla honom. Mm. Sen så är det Amy och Johnny då som vi egentligen har börjat intressera oss för lite mera. Vi lyssnar på vad de pratar om när de kommer hem till henne. Jag tror att det är hennes lägenhet.
So I think it's perfect because it seems like both of us are financially ready.
Obviously, yes, get ready. A house right away.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too I want to do is I want to retire early. So I do want to live like frugally as possible, put as much money away, like cutting back on certain things. Would you be okay with that too?
I feel like I could definitely.
Mom, but define cutting back on certain things. Like, what do you mean?
He probably read that. I read the book of Be a Millionaire and Retire before at 30 or whatever.
What skulle man cut back on?
Fucking everything, man. Mm. Live in the hood. Fucking don't go out. You know, it's just like put everything in savings and in a certain type of way, a certain part of your portfolio is this way and all. It's like a whole savings thing. I could see him like buying into that shit.
Den är bara svår att kombinera med.
Live a good, have fun.
Och också vara gift med någon, kanske skaffa barn. Och...
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that lady never talked about kids. And she was a retired millionaire. She had no kids.
Men jag, som du vet, så har jag en brokeback mentality på grund av min uppväxt och att vi var fattiga och så vidare. Jag har fortfarande problem med att spendera pengar liksom. Men not to this level at all. Alltså jag fortfarande gillar att do nice things och att såhär... Yeah.
Well, he didn't say that. I mean, yeah, I guess he's kind of saying it.
Han pratar om att living frugal.
yeah.
Och att det jag skulle vara rädd för, framförallt att sätta ett sånt där mål, att såhär, at 50, då ska jag retire, då ska jag börja leva. Alltså, you might die tomorrow. I en fucking bilkrasch eller liknande. Du kan dö när som helst.
Or at 51.
Ja, men precis. Alltså, det känns bara så här väldigt risky att prata om. Alltså, oh, det är då jag ska börja leva liksom, äntligen. You gotta live now.
Live in the moment, y'all. Empty your bank account.
just
go do, you know those drugs you're curious about? Do them.
Och skaffa prenumerationer på Power Meeting.
Eller yes,
Power
Meeting
på så händer.
Whoa.
Don't exist no more.
Not that's true. That's true.
I don't know. I feel like we live in such crazy times that like my mindset is about living in the moment. It's obviously very, very crucial to think about the future, but I'm more about like living in the present, enjoying what you have, like, you know, living it up while you can because you really never know.
Can we talk about your dad?
To kind of rub off on you because I feel like you're way more frugal, but like I feel like you should, you know, live it up. It is nice to enjoy like some of the good things in life.
And I'm not saying I'm like never like do anything. Like, I still want to like travel and do trips too. But
100%.
I really can't have both, bro. Be able to say like, hey, at like 50 years old, like that's it. And then like actually be there for the kids and like enjoy that time.
Yeah.
But, like that's one of the things I'm like looking for is like make sure that I'm financially secure.
We'll have sex at 49.
I never have kids.
I feel like we're on the same page in terms of our timeline because I told you it's not happening for like another 5 years. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The birth control thing is like, you know, still a thing that I feel like we still have to figure out like a plan for.
Like the next big jump for so us really right now would be like to buy a house.
Yeah.
But not
quick,
to like
quick thing.
Support a child.
Pause it real quick.
If like we do,
can you have your computer? The internet's on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Can you look up like quickly? Can you find three birth control methods. Like, can we, I want to see live how long how long it takes to find alternative birth control methods. If we can get to three before, besides birth control and vasectomy.
Okay, nu kommer det på engelska. Kondomer.
Okay, condoms. All right,
vaginal ring.
Vaginal ring.
Spermicide.
Okay. Spermicide, okay. That was it. You got three.
I got three.
Just like that. Mm. So that literally took less than 2 minutes. I mean, it probably less than 1 minute if we count it. So that's all it took. And if this conversation they need to have is a very short conversation. I was so frustrated by this stupid ass.
Oh, then you have to constant conversation.
There's like a you're like, you do get pregnant or somehow. Like,
they're making
happens.
Us look
like,
bad as Americans.
I don't know. It's one of those things where like I want to make sure like I'm financially secure first before doing that. Every single year, we have to get them basically a brand new wardrobe because they're gonna grow out of it. Their food, like, and like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Things, like,
it's, and then there's this dumb too, scary. Man.
Like, I don't want something like that because that's the way I grew up, and I want to make sure it's a little bit different for them too.
And I mean, like, I feel like we come from very similar upbringings, so I'm the same way.
Literally could happen anytime. 9 months from now, we got a little, you know, Amy Jr.
Oh, you know,
Jr.
there's people out there struggling to have kids that hate this.
It literally can happen anytime.
There's people out there that's like having a rough go at it, trying to have kids, and you out here talking about like you super fertile, man. You don't even know.
Nah.
And I mean, just because this is racism, really, because she's Hispanic, so he's just assuming that she's super fertile.
I can't even touch her.
You know how they are.
Oh.
I kiss her on the neck. Poop. Stomach's big.
Pregnant. Nej, men det är superskumt. Det är jättekonstigt. Och som du säger, hon kommer ju snart här också suggest vasectomy. Som är så här, men,
that's the last one you want to do if you really want kids.
Ja, för de pratar ju om att så här, båda pratar om att vi vill ha barn snart.
Why
eller om 5 år.
The most difficult
varför ska
thing?
Han göra vasectomy då? Alltså, det är bara, what are you doing? Stupid.
Did you pay attention in health class? I swear to y'all, Swedish listeners that grew up here, we learned this shit in school. Mm. I swear, we learned this. I went to standard public education in Florida. In Florida. Mm. We learned this shit, man.
Det enda jag kan säga som är... Okej, så kom ihåg nu att jag sagt att den här konversationen är löjlig. Och att så här, att vara så här, throw your hands in the air och bara vara som att säga, jag vet inte vad vi kan göra för du har inte på birth control. Att lägga allt ansvar på henne och att så här, inte utforska någon av de andra metoderna. Men... Det enda jag kan säga som är bra är att dels att han är då medveten och om att han inte vill ha barn nu.
Responsible.
Och att han då, det konstiga är då att han väljer liksom, vad säger man?
Abstain. Yeah.
Vi behöver inte gå direkt dit liksom, men okej. Okay. Och det andra som i alla fall är bra är att det här har kommit upp nu. För att det känns som att det finns plenty of guys där ute som har den här konversationen efter att de typ kommer med en kvinna. Att bara så här, oh, jag trodde att du var på birth. Jag bara assumed att du var på p-piller. Mm. Det känns som att det där har man hört många gånger att folk ställer den frågan efteråt.
Yeah.
Han ställer den i alla fall innan.
Yeah,
så det är min, det är en low bar, men det är i alla fall det enda jag kan säga som är bra om det här.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. He's actually thinking about it for real.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ja, vi skippar this dumbass combo.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid and ignorant.
Någon annan som är stupid and ignorant är Kenneth.
Yeah, man. God damn.
Det här var pretty...
Have you seen a steeper fall off?
Nej.
In an opinion of a reality personality.
Nej, det här är jätteskumt. Det är som vi ska få se nu. Vi kommer hem till Kenneth och Brittany.
Oh, you didn't see my nails.
Som äter middag, eller han äter middag.
This was so bizarre to me. I'm still shook it.
Han käkar, hon gör inte det. De verkar ha det rätt trevligt nu.
This is a reconstruction or something?
Let's speak on that. At 1:30 a.m. in the morning.
I did.
With all the lights on.
I did work.
What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
When I had to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning.
You did. I hesitated a little bit.
Consider it, right?
At least I get to say
goodnight. You said, baby. And I turned around. I was like,
Did he wake up horny?
What?
Was he horny? I'm confused.
Han kom
you
hem,
said baby. Yeah. Why you fucking wake her up?
Nej, jag vet inte. För det är så mycket här. Alltså, om man... Ja, jag känner som att jag försöker ofta se det från så försöker förstå hur de kan ha tänkt. Och då är det som att okay,
hon och han.
Hur de som gör fel kan ha försökt tänka. Okay. Att så här, han kanske ville säga typ säga hej, as in att så här, jag är hemma nu, don't worry. Men det är så här, en kiss on the cheek och sen så går och lägger dig. Det är inte att komma in, väcka henne, skaka om with this big ass och sen tända.
You're laying on my snacks. Can you get... He woke her up to move her off his
I really
candy.
Want those
I
sour
need
patch.
My Sour Patch Kids.
Nej, men det är också att också tända alla lampor. Like, who does
What
that?
The fuck is wrong this guy,
och
man?
Då, med vetskapen att hon ska upp fem. Det där beteendet hade varit störigt även om hon hade sovmorgon. Men du vet att hon ska upp fem och klockan är 1:30.
Not the guy who put her shoes in place so she can step into them.
Ja.
Not the guy who brought her a chair at the beach.
Nej.
Fuck out of here, man. That was a facade.
Well, this man is not making me get up right now.
At least say goodnight, you know.
And she's so, like, cool about it.
I want you to go back to sleep.
Oh, pause it again. Hey, I think he might have been, what if he was trying, because before he goes to sleep, they have a rule.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have their conversation.
What is this? I told you, baby.
I told you. Before I go to sleep, unpack our day. We hadn't unpacked our day. It's 1:30 in the morning. Mm. Why is he coming home at 1:30 in the morning? Never explained.
Right. When I came home last night,
you wouldn't make love to me.
I was like, "Who is this?"
What do you mean?
Well, you haven't
it's not you, bro.
Any silly goose.
Let's clarify, because if you're acting like I'm just out here just not trying to be home, went to get my hair twisted. I wanted to see my mentor, and I called you between each transition. Or what I was doing.
Yeah.
Girl.
She probably sleep. She gotta get up at 5.
Very late.
I hear you, right? Like, I hear your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I'm asking transparently is that you don't allow for me to have gotten home late one night.
Yeah.
To be the thing that shifts your mind.
Is he saying you front for the cameras? Right. Is that what he's trying to say? You front for the cameras right now?
Wait, is
that? I don't get home late every night. Don't be trying to say that shit.
No, framför det kan jag tror mer att så här, jag kommer hem, det är bara en kväll. Det är inte som att jag kommer hem varje kväll så här sent.
Nej.
Basically, don't make a big deal out of it. Eller få det att vara som att det här är min character, att jag är the guy som kommer hem sent. Right. Men problemet som jag uppfattade från henne är inte ens att han kommer hem sent.
It's the way you did
utan
it.
Utan det är ju hur du gjorde barging in there.
Liksom. Exactly. But he flipped it.
Mm.
Fucking polite gaslight.
Mm.
And, try to make her feel bad about it.
I just don't want one day of me getting home late.
It's not. I don't know, like, how to pinpoint it, Ken. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I wish I did.
You put a spell
on
you.
But I feel like, you know, when we do talk about us,
mm-hmm.
our minds and our heads are, like, right there with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we want out of a marriage is
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, where's, like, the intimate feeling between like us and like the crave of like us having what we want
the
in
crave.
Marriage or like the desire to have it between us. Like I feel like that desire and crave between you and I is like the missing piece.
For you.
Because everything else is aligned.
For you.
Nigga, what?
Because for me.
That had even Som du har sagt, en polite gaslight.
Polite gaslight, man. This motherfucker switched it on her.
För nu är det som att okay, nu blir han called out och han bara okej, nu ska jag immediately försöka komma undan det här genom att bara put the blame on you. Du är den som tog upp det, du är det du som inte vill ha mig, du som inte är säker på mig. Men meanwhile så är ju hennes problem, hon säger ju själv inte ens att jag inte har the crave for you, utan problemet är att du säger att allting är fine, men du visar inte. You're not actions behind it.
And she's trying to put on the kid gloves in the situation, and she's saying that like this is something we need to fix, even though it's something he needs to fix. She's trying to soften the blow, and then it throws herself in there too, and she's just like, I don't know how it happened that she. We'll keep going.
Not true for me.
It's not true for me.
So if you feel like you don't have a crave for me, thank you for telling me that. But I don't feel like I'm missing the crave for you. I feel like
I don't feel like you crave me.
He said it enough.
Yes.
Where I am trying.
She didn't stand up for herself enough.
And you may feel like you don't want it at the moment. Normally, like when I kiss you, it's like a kiss and you just go back. So cool. I'm a respectful man. I'm not gonna force myself or push myself up on you.
I can't though.
Force
myself. I'm gonna take what I see to be something that you are comfortable with, or a way that you are comfortable with, like proceeding.
Yeah.
But even last night when I woke you up, I was trying to be very affectionate. Mm-hmm. You pushed me off of you. I was in that mode and you weren't.
In that mode. What mode? I need more different. I need more information. I felt like we missed out on something. Because he's making it sound like it was an attempted rape or some shit. I shouldn't say attempted rape. I'm sorry. But like he tried to smash. And they know they're not having sex. No, they came to that conclusion. Did you get up? Did you wake her up at 1:30 in the morning because you were horny?
I was trying to love on you, say it.
Love on you?
No.
What does that mean?
Men igen, pick your fucking moments.
Yes. Alltså, you know she got to get up at 5.
Det ska upp 5. Det är inte now is not. The moment to love on her var
you
till exempel.
You got your phone.
Ja, men det var till exempel på båten på the Dominican Republic. Yes. Då hade du kunnat göra det. Alltså, det finns ju massvis av andra tillfällen också, obviously. Mm. Jag bara säger, mitt i natten när hon ska upp tidigt, probably not the right time. Och då ska han använda det, att hon sa nej då till honom. If she did.
She didn't, I mean, how easy is it to return affection?
Ja, men jag bara säger, jag bara säger att det är så han presenterade det, som att du... turned me down då, och så ska han använda det emot henne.
It's fucking gaslight, bro. Expert.
About, like, why are certain things not progressing? Mm-hmm. We gotta also be introspective about the parts that we are playing too in that role.
We.
And right now, I do, being transparent, I don't feel as if you are being introspective about the role that you have played for me as a man in regards to...
As a man. I hated that shit. Nigga,
because,
please.
Like, last night, I did want to. I did want to not to do anything like sexually, because we have been going true with this vow that we made to each other and to God. Mm-hmm. But I definitely came.
That's his way of telling everybody. I did not fuck that white woman.
Because I did get home and you were sleeping before you went back to sleep, and you wasn't in that mindset.
Varför skulle hon vara in that mindset? It's stupid.
I accepted it.
Yeah.
You're in the zone.
Her not responding, like, business, is that because she's done with it? You think? Like, she doesn't stand up for herself at all.
Jag vet inte om det är klippningen eller om det här är hennes här, att hon ska bli ledd eller att hon måste vara respectful Christian lady här. Men det känns, jag vet inte vad det är.
Okay.
Men det känns bara som att hon hade kunnat ha så mycket här att säga emot.
Yeah.
Men hon låter honom, eller i alla fall är det klippningen som får det se ut som att han bara styr och ställer den här konversationen nu på en stupid ass way. Dessutom. För han har ju helt fel liksom.
Yeah. It's weird how it, I mean, it's, and it's coming to a conclusion here too. Mm. It's like, how? I'm still baffled.
Really give, like, I want intimacy.
Right.
Doesn't really give. I want to be held. I want to be touched.
It feels like a conversation a little bit.
Let me get this stuff done.
You're gonna hurt your.
That's okay. I'm good. But that's the thing, that is how you show up often, and I've had to accept that because I chose you.
I chose.
I think where I am getting the most concerned about is when you start to question the status of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And to me, I wonder, when life continues to happen, is it gonna always be a question about how I feel about you? Mm-hmm. I can't talk about the crave. I can't talk about the crave, because like, only you, like, I can show up as me, but like, if you don't have a crave for me or us, that's true and that's you.
She didn't say I don't have a crave.
I've been engaged before, I chose you. I can't just allow moments or a day to be the thing that makes me say.
Right. It can't
I
be that.
I wonder how Brittany feels.
Factor.
I wonder if she's still locked in with me. Mm-hmm. Now, the craving thing, that is a feeling that you should have, that if you don't have that, that's a valid concern.
Yeah. I am very affectionate. Mm-hmm. Very, very affectionate. We barely kiss. Mm-hmm. And, like,
you're not into her, bro. Out.
Mm-hmm. And haven't made reason, out? Just seems
are you
really
kidding
awkward
me?
To me. Mm-hmm. I just.
She's saying she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
No responsibility for this girl. He's like turned into a bad roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Not even roommates.
It upsets me so much because I want so badly to be able to experience like so much of that crave that I had with you in the pods. Mm-hmm. But it's just scaring me that I don't like that I'm not feeling like that consistently.
So this makes me think about my wife, man. This makes me think about when we have these conversations in a marriage, when you talk about, and you've been married now and been in a relationship for a while.
Oh.
And we have these conversations about how the setting has to be right. But it's our, together, it's our responsibilities to have the settings right, mm-hmm, before we can get into the mood. So we could take dishes. That's always a common thing, right? We could take dishes. And if there's a guy in a relationship that just doesn't fucking help out around the house, doesn't do dishes, doesn't do anything around the house, but then later complains that you don't want to do it when I want to do it,
mm-hmm,
even though she's exhausted from doing all of the shit,
mm-hmm,
all of the emotional labor and all of the physical, mm-hmm, the actual home labor.
Okay,
That's a common, that's a common issue in relationships, heterosexual relationships. Mm-hmm. Then the guy shouldn't wonder why she's not in the mood.
Nah.
And it feels like a little a version of that, where of course she's not gonna have the crave because you've been fucking staring at your phone all the time.
Exactly.
And not even helping unpack our shit or make us our home.
Henne eller gör det, det blir man ju, man vill ju inte, då känner man sig ju avvisad.
Mm.
Och det är få saker som dödar ens lust om man inte är en, liksom, ett psykfall.
Yeah.
Som att bli avvisad eller känna sig avvisad.
Yeah.
Varför skulle man vilja hålla på då?
Yeah.
Så att det,
and it's like, but he's using that to get out of this situation.
Ja, han tar ju inget ansvar själv för hur han har varit mot henne under all den tiden liksom.
No apology. I'm sure in the reunion there's gonna be an apology when he sees this shit. It should be. This is disgusting, bro.
Even with the promise that we made, I would have still enjoyed that temptation of being like,
but
no,
it turned into
like,
a breakup.
Oh, like I can't, mm-hmm, like, holy
how did this
cow
get here?
The desire is almost, mm-hmm, like eating at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I'm like, what's the missing piece? And I think that's why I hate this so much.
It's supposed to be like, I'm sorry, I did it.
You're such a good person to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, I think the world of you.
But you don't turn me on. Where's that
what
part?
I'm here
say
for
that.
In this moment is the caliber of a man that you are is what I need. These things about you are what I need. But I don't feel X, Y, and Z for you. That's the thing. And that's not enough for us to get married. That's not enough for us to be like, well, we'll work it out. Oh, that's not enough.
He had his mind made up before he sat down and quickly, mm-hmm, ate that food.
And we have to be okay and honest about that.
We have to be.
He couldn't wait to get out of this.
He couldn't wait to get out of there, man. You don't have these tough conversations about, I mean, and some people ain't built for tough relationships like that.
Spiritually, what it's supposed to be for me will be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how God operates with me. But in this situation, like, I am confident that
I get mad about this shit.
What is before me, God has already prepared me for. And even though I have so much love for you.
If I was God, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Watch this.
The flood right on me.
Ja, nej, men det är också störet faktiskt. Jag liksom är betydligt mer, eller inte så liksom anti-religion som du är. Men att jag,
he's hiding behind everything.
En grej, ja, precis, en grej jag har svårt för, det är bara den här så här handfallenheten, som att så här alltid Gud är inne och micromanage liksom varje individ.
It's another way to not have, take responsibility.
Ja, exakt. Men du kan fucking make something happen liksom.
Och you tried to at 130. Yeah, was God helping you? Was God helping you creep in from your homeboy's house?
All right. She's gonna prepare me for that, prepare you for that, and us for that.
Yeah.
I would still be the biggest supporter of you and believer in you. But I also love myself too much. And I've also overcome so much just to force.
If she want his support, she better get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to me or you.
Were you shocked?
Jag var chockad över hur snabbt det här gick och plötsligt det gick.
In one conversation.
Precis. Och det som jag tycker understryker här hur mycket av det här är bullshit från hans sida alltså.
Yeah.
Det är bara hur han agerar nu i the breakup. För att, alltså, tänk dig själv.
Yeah. You see this person you love crying. Like crying and trying to put it together.
Breakups kan ju se ut på massa olika sätt. Det kan vara att relationen typ, låt säga, har hunnit dö innan det faktiskt tar slut på riktigt, officiellt. Men här är det ju inte ett sånt fall, utan här har ni ju för typ en vecka sedan förklarat eran kärlek till varandra. Du har friat till den här kvinnan. Du har tänkt, supposedly, att det här är den du ska tillbringa resten av ditt liv med. När det tar slut, då ska du inte reagera så här som han gör nu. Alltså, du borde inte kunna reagera så som han gör nu.
If you have feelings for this person.
Om dina feelings var riktiga och sanna, då kan du ju inte vara så här obrydd som du är. No. Inför faktumet att den här personen som du säger dig älska står här och bryter ner och gråter framför dig. Och ditt svar är att ta upp mobilen. Då är du inte kär i henne. Och då är det som är problemet. Inte none of the other shit, liksom.
Yep. How important is Grindr?
Ja, oh, can't let that shit go, alltså.
Felt so bad for her. She's been patient. She's been outstanding.
Finally. Let me take a big gulp.
Finish this Chick-fil-A soda.
Back on the phone.
Back on Grindr. Let me stop. I could be wrong.
That, yeah.
This was insanity, man. What? He's scrolling on his phone for those of y'all just listening.
Men det här är också...
He's sitting there while she's there and he's just scrolling on his phone.
Nej, men det här är också såhär... Man ska hålla på att vara Christian, man ska vara så himla high and mighty, man ska vara liksom så himla godhjärtad.
Yeah. Would Jesus do that? Would Jesus sit there and scroll?
How about att vara en, jag vet inte, en vanlig människa, visa lite medmänsklighet. Igen, personen som du sa att du älskade står här och gråter och över att det här har tagit slut och du gör inte en någonting. Och det är inte så alltså, fine. Hade det varit så att så här, nu hade de värsta dåliga breakup, någon var otrogen eller de kastade grejer på varandra, då är det ju en annan sak att så här, fuck it, I hate you right now.
It's not gonna work.
Ni bara beslöt er för att det här kommer inte funka och som du sa nyss, I'm gonna be your biggest supporter, your biggest, så här, it doesn't look like it.
Nah.
Så igen, det kommer tillbaka till det här, he talks a big game, men han visar inte upp någonting i praktiken.
Yeah.
Jag tycker det är ett jättekonstigt beteende. Till och med som tittare som inte känner henne, så tänker man att wow, man känner ju för henne in this moment. Och han verkar totalt obrydd.
It's crazy.
I wonder where.
Oh, I got it.
But I do want you to find the person you're actually supposed to be with. Even though it's not me and I thought it was.
This is when I understood. Like, what?
Thank you.
Supposed to be with.
Yeah. Give me a hug so you know it's no beef.
What?
Kind of so glad that det här är
he's what we call a fuck boy in Jesus' name.
I know, but alright.
Alright, man. And then he calls his boy. I'm glad they kept that in there, too. Netflix messy for real.
Right.
This is only reunion fodder. He go upstairs, like,
boy.
I did that shit, though. I did that shit, homie. Come through.
Opposite, so I didn't get some polar.
Y'all wanna run that train on me?
Jesus, dude, we're going hard på den här poängen.
No pun intended.
Vad måste du dra eller? Vad är grejen? Vi har fortfarande en scen kvar.
Look, we can watch the last scene, yeah. Nah. I can't leave the stuff here.
Vi har ju faktiskt en viktig scen och nu kanske vi, för att John måste dra så vi får kanske göra snabb versionen.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Look at you, man.
Look at him.
Look at him. He's going home to his family. On a Friday night. How dare you?
How dare I?
Men ja, det är ju Chelsea och Jimmy.
Am I trying to run from this thing?
No, I'm really sorry, but I got back after being gone all day. And you like walked in and you were like, sup? I want you to be like, hey babe, how are your eyebrows?
And I didn't really get that from you. So, and then you didn't really.
He's getting fed up.
Acknowledge me being here at all, really.
I want to take care of you. Our first day so deep back breath. Here, I like really wanted to you know, pay for your dinner, and so like that was me taking care of you.
Like, I don't even need you to take care of me financially. I just like emotionally, like coming up to me and like grabbing my face, kissing me, telling me I'm pretty, or like telling me like good morning. Like, I'm so excited to spend
just looking
the
for
day
shit to be wrong.
I haven't really gotten that from you.
Well, this morning I rolled straight out of bed, went straight to the shower, went straight to work.
You didn't kiss me one time today.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I love
sad.
That he does.
This right now.
At first he wasn't gonna call her out. That's what I liked.
I was okay, working.
Got some kisses.
I know, but I was concerned.
I did kiss you today though.
This morning?
I kissed you when you were in the bathroom getting ready.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Kiss you on your cheek, and then before your friends came over, before my last meeting of the day, I kissed you like right here, because it was like right after you got done getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
You communicated to me that you
dismisses
want me
all
to
the
love
facts.
Me. I'm aware I didn't do that today. It wasn't intentional. Well, I'll work on kissing you a little bit more.
No, babe.
No, we've established that he kissed her.
I did feel.
But that's not it. That's not it.
We've
though.
Established that he kissed her, man.
So he kissed her twice. Och han skyller ju här, jag vet inte, whatever. Han skyller på att han har bitit sig i läppen. Det här skulle vara lite av en ick för mig. How fucking hard did you bite your lip? Like
kom igen. Some taquitos, whatever.
Ja, men alltså, kom igen. Du kan... Det är inte så att du behöver derail hur du beter dig.
I can't kiss you.
Alltså, jag vet inte, det hade jag stört mig på lite grann. Men här säger han ju, han kissed her nu. Han sa, jag ska jobba på att kiss you more. Jag ska liksom vara mera liksom sådär. Och hon säger, no, that's not it.
You're right. Yes. Let's get to this disgusting shit, man.
After our conversation about Jess.
Yeah.
I think just you seeing a picture of her, I was like, man, maybe he's just like wondering.
It's all assumptions, bro.
What would life be like with Jess?
I didn't bring her up because I was picturing a life with her.
That's a jumping to conclusions. Picturing a life with her?
That's very far ahead.
I can just take it down. Hon såg bra ut. Men det var inte som att han bara...
He didn't even do that.
Nej, maybe he did that. Men det är inte picturing a life with her.
He probably woke up and said, Jess is stacked.
Jeremy brought it up to me. He asked if I saw Jess, and I haven't. And he showed me her Instagram.
Hadn't.
And
Jeremy, yeah. Like, big mouth.
Jeremy, like shut Kardashian. The fuck up, Jeremy.
And I only say that because it was brought up, and I just wanted to fill you in on the conversation I had around.
And I know, and I love that, but...
I love that,
head,
but...
I think, like, oh, shit. Not shit, but, like, he saw a picture of her. Now he's, like, thinking, like, damn it, I fucked up, which is not right for me to think.
That wasn't what came across my mind. I made my decision with you, and I am... 100% on my decision with you. I'm sorry that I got a little busy today, and I'm glad you're talking to me. I want you to
also. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm a huge Brittany. Nurturer, and
I'm
my
a huge
main
nurturer.
Concern is like, and when you do say I love you, you don't really like say. You say like
my tone of I. Bit
are you kidding me?
My lip.
I know, baby, but you're not gonna get any. I love you, and I give you so much of me, and I like. I want you to give me.
She changed
all
the whole
of
thing.
You.
She changed
and
the problem.
When you tell me you love me, it's just kind of like, love you.
And I know you don't want me just to go through the motions, just to say
yes,
it
she does.
Or just kiss you, just because I know you want it.
I just want you to want me.
I do want you. I do want you, and I.
But the baby voice.
The
bro.
Ironic thing oh had yet the snabbaste grejen att få någon att not want you is this
yes.
shit.
Yes.
Jag säger inte att det är fel att ta upp det, men alltså hon nöjer sig inte med att ta upp det och sen att han säger okej, jag ska bättra mig, utan she keeps liksom. Pushing. Och du ska
and
göra,
moving the goalpost.
Moving the goalpost. Och whatever hon vill att han ska göra, det måste göra på precis det sättet som hon vill.
And that changes.
Det är inte rätt att han säger I love you. Det måste vara I love you på det här sättet som jag uppfattar är innerligt. Liksom.
Yeah.
Det är bara så mycket. Och den här floden av så här, krav på hur exakt hur du ska göra. That'll kill your lust to do anything. Det ska, i alla fall det skulle göra det på mig.
Yeah, mine's dead already.
Really trying, like really throwing out like everything to you for you to see like how I am as a person and how I will be as a wife.
Doesn't sound too good, also.
How you be really as a wife, I'm out.
Like you.
But just today, or was it yesterday too?
It was yesterday.
Really?
See, he's starting to get fed up with the shit.
Fuck the goddamn
I
shit.
I asked you to marry me because I am 100% invested in going to do everything in my power to make you my wife. And I want to...
Det är lite här dock, jag tror att han är lite... Jag tycker att han är lite delusional. Jag tror inte, hans I'm 100% invested. Jag vet inte om det är... Jag tror inte att det betyder egentligen att man 100% invested. Yeah. Jag tror att han tror det, men jag tror att den riktiga siffran kanske är 62%.
Dude, I want that more than anything.
It's just math. It's math, folks.
I know I did. I do love you.
I want to feel it, and I don't really feel it right now. Today and yesterday.
You don't feel it right now? Get the fuck out of here.
Any love from you.
Any love. I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed.
They don't have the pissed, also.
I'm not give it to her, bro.
Tell you I love you every single hour of the day just because I'm working from home. I love you and I really want to make things work. But honestly, I bit the living shit out of my lip and it hurts to talk. You know,
damn, you got to be injured in order to make
it hurts to talk.
Care about you, but truthfully, you've been a little clingy.
Woo!
Clingy.
You might as well call her racist.
Well, you're saying you want me to give you more love and affection, and I feel like you're giving me.
How is this not clingy, man?
Clingy?
I felt like.
Are you fucking kidding me? You mean you're calling me clingy?
She's just that looking for a way to reason to explode.
Like, I have told you I love you more than any of the guys have told their fiancés. That's
a
fact.
I don't give a shit about them.
I'm saying I have told you
every single time,
in my opinion. I have told you a lot.
Okay.
And I have meant it every time I told you. I really do love you.
Man. It's a nightmare. This is my nightmare.
Oh, det här är verkligen en legit nightmare. Och,
I've always dreamt of being with Megan Fox, but I didn't know it's going to be like this.
Att det här är också en sån tydlig tecken på att okay, then maybe we're not meant for each other.
Exactly.
För om du tycker, han tycker att han har sagt I love you an excessive amount.
Yes.
Och hon tycker att det är not nearly enough. Hon har inte fått any love. Yeah. I mean,
your love language is Greek.
Never mind vem som har rätt och fel. Det bara funkar inte.
We don't work. Yeah.
Vi avslutar det.
Yeah. It's not gonna work.
I have given...
You ain't giving shit.
No, I want to hear from you. I have given 100% to every
single... That's how you treat your...
...person I've ever been with.
That's why I chose you.
Oh, okay. So you've never done anything wrong.
100%. You're...
I'm not done talking. I feel like...
She's the worst. She did this last time too.
For you to say I'm clingy,
take
I'm
it.
Trying to do
stop
things
cutting
to
me off.
Prove to you, like,
I'm telling you how I feel.
I love you.
I'm telling you how I feel.
Okay, well then that says a lot. If that's how you feel, I do not ever want to be with someone who says I'm too clingy, especially someone who put a fucking ring on my finger.
That's not your whole personality now. I'm saying the last few days,
you've been clingy, bitch.
You have been a little
just say
clingy.
Bitch. You got to throw a bitch in there.
Right. Well, expect a lot less from me now because that's fucking bullshit.
Great.
Maybe I should stay at my place tonight because this is not
she
cool.
Offered to stay
I
at her place.
I love you and I want to be with you and I want a life with you.
You didn't kiss me once today.
I did.
You never tell me you love me.
He just established he kissed her twice.
Okay.
I rolled out of bed late this morning. I went straight to work and as soon as I get out of work, I come down here and meet your friends.
And the first thing
thank you, bro.
Is that I'm
yes. The first thing out of your mouth? No, it wasn't
no,
the first thing.
Kind of the last thing.
And digging for shit the second you saw Jess's picture.
She did
what?
That. She did
det
that.
Det där var en sån projicering. Jag kommer inte ihåg att de sa sådär.
Oh, really? We lost our shit when she said that. Sandra
you started digging for problems as soon as you saw Jessica. No.
This is all her in her head, man. This woman needs a lobotomy.
Massive amounts of therapy.
Massive.
Och som sagt, när han kom ner till vännerna så tyckte jag ju, vi sa ju det, jag tyckte det, han verkade gå rätt bra. De gillade honom. Han var pretty charming.
Yeah, he charmed them up. Yeah.
Liksom,
and he handled all of her insecurities pretty well. Jeez.
Oof, piece of work. Alltså,
I cannot.
Nej.
It's hard for me to watch this shit again. Y'all lucky I love y'all listeners.
Okay, this is a huge, huge deal for me.
It's a huge deal for me too.
Because I'm clingy. I cooked
God
dinner.
Damn, you
I'm
can't say shit.
I'm thankful.
Then I sat and watched your fucking show with you, and you say I'm too clingy, and then went upstairs and had sex with you?
And I'm too clear.
Det här är, I don't fuck with this at all. För att såhär,
don't act like you down for all the shit we're doing and then complain about it later.
Nej, och att såhär, du sa att du, okay, fine, you cooked me dinner. Okay, men det är fortfarande såhär, det är ingenting du kan hålla på hold right. över någons huvud.
You do it because you love me?
Men, fine, jag cooked you dinner. I watched your bullshit show. Liksom, var det någonting man verkligen ville? Eller var det du som satte dig ner bredvid honom och kollade på den? Did he force you to watch that shit?
Probably
men
not.
Den värsta...
Jimmy ain't forced
I went upstairs and had sex with you. Then, no. We're not doing that.
Nah.
För att, vadå? Du menar att du gjorde, hade sex med mig as a favor? Mm. Eller vadå?
Exactly. You weren't into it when you came on to me?
Men det är det som kommer ju fram här i hans svar.
Yeah. Bullshit. That's fucking rude. That's okay. So fucking.
Well, if you're gonna bring up the sex, you're the one that wanted to have sex.
Yeah, I
also,
did.
Maybe wanted a little breather.
Yeah, I did. Man, she
go
getting,
get him, Jimmy.
She getting lit up.
Go get
men
him,
det här,
Jimmy.
Det här tycker jag så visar på så mycket. Du tog upp sexet som att du gjorde honom en favor och som att så, jag gjorde det här för dig, så hur kan du vara taskig mot mig nu?
Meanwhile,
så kommer det fram att det var du som pushade för sex. Alltså hur kan du använda det? Both at the same time doesn't work.
No. She's the worst. She's become the worst of any reality I've watched. I haven't seen it all, but goddamn she bad.
Och som jag sa förra avsnittet tror jag att det är inte att hon är, vissa är mer aktiva, att de är mean, yeah. De är conniving, like de villains, ljuger. Yeah. Det är inte det hon gör, men hon är bara the worst för
just
kind
naturally.
Of hur hon är.
Which is the worst.
Ja, alltså.
Would you peace out?
Alltså,
would you peace out?
Nej men alltså, jag hade ju varit out.
Oh yeah.
So fast.
Yeah, from Dominican Republic.
Oh yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah, nej men det här är bara så här, för som igen, hon försöker bara,
you
I'm trying to show you
after the reveal.
I'm trying to show you how I am as a wife. Yeah. Man, okay, det här är, det här är min framtid.
That's it.
Yeah. This what it's gonna be like. Så fort du ser en snygg tjej på Instagram eller på stan eller någonting.
And that's my problem.
Oh, no, that's absolutely not. Vi har ju lite bråttom härifrån, så vi spelar inte upp resten av det här. Hon, okay. Det slutar ju med att hon sa att hon skulle kunna dra, men istället är det han som drar.
Great, good for you, Jimmy.
Ja, det måste. Jag tror att när han stängde dörren om sig, det måste vara så. Gud vad skönt. Liksom att bara såhär, get out of that
get
motherfucking
house.
Get the
fuck out of here, man. I don't know if I come back, man.
Just keep walking, like just keep running like Forrest Gump.
Yes, who I was running.
Who were saying that?
Yeah. It happens.
Ja, anyways, det vi kanske inte hinner spela upp här i slutet, det är Jessica som kommer tillbaka.
Oh yeah.
Och pratar med Laura. Och fan, både Laura och Jeremy, de är så lite instigators. De vill vara i folks business.
Laura begins that conversation. It's a quick thing though. Laura begins that conversation by complaining about Sarah Ann trying to get up in
Jeremy's
business and she DMing him and all that, and how fucked up that is. And then encourages fucking Jessica to get up in Jimmy's business and talking about how Jessica can maybe have something going. Mm-hmm. She, you know, that was fucked up.
Yep.
Right on camera too.
Yeah, right on camera. Right
they're
on
tripping,
camera.
Man. They're tripping, man.
Och Jessica verkar vara som att säga, she's down fortfarande verkar det som. Eller hon är down to try. Hon är nyfiken fortfarande på Jimmy. Vilket det enda så.
I wonder if the cameras were around, would that be like, weren't around, would that be like that? Like if this was an actual, like say there was a Love is Blind, you know, kind of like, you know, company that you can go to, a dating company that you go to and you meet somebody like that.
Du tror att de
and there's
varit...
no cameras. Maybe Jessica would just move on.
Mm.
But now that there's cameras, I feel
like. Du menar det att de vill ha the end of the shine?
Yeah, she was like, all right, well, I could see if this will work and I could be on TV.
Det är ju, jag innan, när vi gjorde the preview så kollade jag på folks Instagram accounts. Mm. Och det som jag har sagt förut med, som jag gillar med Love is Blind, att de har inte direkt så här stora influencers med.
Mm.
De flesta, många hade så här, 100 följare, 200. Yeah. Några stycken av tjejerna, tror både Sarah Ann och den här Jessica hade ungefär så här 3-4 tusen.
Right, she did. She's Sarah Ann said 4.
Men Jessica hade också, tror jag, 4 tusen.
Okay.
The other day så kollade jag 250 tusen. Så nu helt plötsligt så är det ju också en career opportunity, not saying att det är det hon håller på med.
You know how I looked up? Not looked up. You know who popped up on my thing?
You can say looked up randomly. You can say looked up.
Remember Jackie, the villain from that season, Seattle season? Jackie popped up on my thing, and then I looked to see how many followers she had. I think she's at like 250,000 or something. Almost every post of hers from now until like 7 years back. I scroll back to see what she posts about. Almost everything is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every single post is like a paid partnership with something. It's like makeup or like health stuff. And it's not nothing like I would be like, oh, she shouldn't promote that. But it's just like that's how you can capitalize.
Man behöver inte ens lägga någon värdering. Man behöver inte ens säga att Jessica här, hon kommer tillbaka för att hon vill. Men det är bara a fact of the matter i att få du lite shine på en show så här. Och det hjälper ju om du också ser bra ut.
Yeah.
Då kommer
Jack
det bli,
is a pretty lady, yeah.
Då kommer det bli en career opportunity där du kan bli en influencer.
And guess what Jackie says at the beginning of every pay partnership. What? Hey everybody, this is Jackie from Love is Blind.
Okay.
Season 4. She says Love is Blind season 4.
That'll do it.
Every time. I was like, damn, this is really a way to make some money.
All right, man. Yeah. Vi avslutar där.
Sorry y'all, I gotta run.
Vi måste hem till våra respektive familjer.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of stuff to get out of here. We're in Acast. Thank y'all so much for having us here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Och vi är tillbaka snart med det 8:e avsnittet där saker också kommer att hit the fan. Alltså.
Yes, we'll be back. Man, stay tuned.
It's a great show. All right, vi hörs.
Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.